This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, January 28th. God's word for you today is, retain you must. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 7. And it says, she went and told the story to the man of God. He said, go, sell the oil and make good on your debts. Leave both you and your sons on what's left. The first thing you need to do to live on the rest is you must retain wealth. Again, I pray in the name of Jesus that the strength and the capacity to retain wealth heaven will give unto you. Not only will you retain wealth, your children and your generations forever will retain wealth in the mighty name of Jesus. Imagine the oil could have even physically spilled in the process of managing it. The sad reality is that people lose things, sometimes due to carelessness. Haggai chapter 1 verse 6 says, you earn wages only to put them in a purse with holes in it. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, your wages will not be put in a bag of holes. So, the first thing is that you need to earn wages. The wage is your wealth, money, and increase. For you to live on the rest, for you to secure your financial future, and to be limitless financially, you cannot put your money in bags of holes. For starters, you have to retain wealth. The basic way of retaining wealth is you must save. At the end of every month, for every income, you must save. You have to be brutal about it. Note that it is you must save, not you can save or you should save. If you have paid for everything, saving is not what you do after you have paid for everything. Saving is what you do first before you pay for everything. You must save. You say, but Pastor, it is so difficult to save in this economy. Do not believe the lie of the devil, because if you believe it, that is what is going to be. In fact, someone said that if you are unable to save, retain wealth, the seed of greatness is not in you. What can I do, Pastor? My children, I am the one paying the bills. I am the one taking care of everything. There is just not enough money to save. There is always enough. Let me give you an example. Let's say you have two children and you must feed them, right? Just imagine you have a third one. If you have four children, imagine you have a fifth child. You must feed and take care of that child, right? So, it means that you can actually squeeze something out. Let me tell you how I broke out of it, because I was in that space too. At the beginning of my income, the first thing I do is tithe. This is for God. From what is left, the next thing I do is save. This is for me. Then whatever is left, we will stretch it, squeeze it, and it will go round. Do you know why? It is because what is left is blessed. What is left is actually blessed in a way that only heaven knows. That is how I can describe that season of my life. I do not know how what was left could take care of my bills, but it did. I had to postpone some payments. I had to do this and that, but I just kept going and operating the principle. Today, by God's grace, I am out of it. Let us pray. Father, today I receive the strength and capacity to retain wealth in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. we invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.